This is the Texas Standard.
You've probably heard of the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, right? This is the idea that any two people on Earth are 6 or fewer acquaintance lengths apart from the actor and musician. Well, I must tell you, dear listener, that by virtue of the fact that you are listening right now, you are now officially 1 degree separated from Kevin Bacon. He stopped by our partner station KUTX in the Texas capital city, along with his brother Michael, and came by the Texas Standard Studios while here. Kevin and Michael called themselves, logically enough, the Bacon Brothers, and they have a new self-titled album and are currently on tour in the Lone Star State. She puts on my Tom Petty t-shirt. She lets a tear fall over her heart.
Yeah, this is Kevin speaking. This is our 7th studio record. We did one live one, and my wife thinks it's the best thing we've ever done, so I'm happy about that. She's a pretty tough critic.
You know, since you guys have been professionally touring as musicians for, I guess, 20 years now, the band is 95 or something like
95,
that?
95, yeah.
I wonder, Kevin, if you ever encountered this, because there are a lot of folks in Hollywood who can have vanity side projects, and sometimes there's this idea that they're not serious. I guess you get this question over and over and over again. How do you deal with it, and is it something that you think even needs to be dealt with?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a thing about music, which is that we kind of deify our rock and roll and pop musicians, because those songs are so much become like the fabric of our lives, and they've become so important to us. And I think that most people don't look at, you know, Bruce Springsteen and say, well, sure, I could do that. When I think people look at actors, I'm not sure they actually feel that way. I think a lot of people figure that, you know, they were in the high school play, and chances are if they had gotten lucky, you know, you hear that a lot. Well, sure. I just didn't, you know, if I had gotten lucky like Tom Cruise, then, right. you know what I mean? I could have been Tom Cruise. That's why I think it's a lot more accepted for musicians to act than it is for actors to play music. I also think that there's no very, very little precedent historically of anybody being like truly successful at it, but we've never really shied away from that. You know, we've always just realized that was the deal.
It's part of the package.
It's part of the package. Yeah. So what are you going to do? You can't change it. All you can do is just play the best show and try to do the best records you can. And you know,
Michael, am I correct in saying that music is kind of your full time gig? You score and that sort of thing.
It's
is that
the
right?
Only thing I know how to do. So I really have no choice. Yeah, I write music for films and television shows.
Yeah.
I've done that for years and years and years. And then I also I'm an associate professor of music at college. It's one of the City University colleges in New York. Mm-hmm. And I recently completed a cello concerto, and I'm trying to get that off the ground too.
Wow.
So a lot of stuff going on. But yeah, everything I do is music. I'm not interested in anything else.
So, you know, as you're aware, being in Texas, you know, the brothers thing is the Vaughn brothers, right? I mean, you know, there's this classic story about how Stevie Ray was once asked, you know, who is your inspiration? And it was his older brother, Jimmy, right? I'm sure you guys know the story. I'm just wondering, is there a Stevie and a Jimmy story here? Was one of you inspiring the other, or not so much?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Michael is older than me. He's 9 years older than me. So my first exposure to music was through him, both listening to him in the house, writing songs. He had a jug band with my sister when I was a very, very little boy.
Jug band.
Yeah. And also the music that he was bringing home. So, of course, you know, you see something that your older brother is doing and you want to, you know, a piece of that. You know, I started writing songs, having lyrics and melodies in my head, and I would sing them to him, and he would structure them into songs and, you know, kind of show me
so
what
you'd have
changes.
Like a melody and lyrics, mm-hmm. and you would have the chords that would kind of build around
it. In the form, you know, chorus, verse, you know, bridge, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
How old were you when you started doing that kind of thing?
He was pretty young. My guess would be we were probably collaborating some kind of music from the time Kevin was maybe 6, something like that.
Every time you tell that story, I get a little younger.
maybe he was 5. He was a prodigy.
I'll take it.
I have to ask about the Texas ties. Now, I know you've got some Texas connections because I watched I Love Dick, the series. It was terrific on Amazon.
Thanks.
And so you spent some time out in Marfa, right?
Yeah. We shot quite a bit of I Love Dick in Marfa, and I fell in love with Marfa. Obviously, it's a lot of people will tell you there's no place like this. And then you kind of go and you're like, well, it's a little bit like, but that place is a very unusual place, I have to say. I don't think I've ever been anywhere quite like that town. It was great.
You got Texas ties?
Well, our father's brother raised his family in Dallas, and he worked for the Lone Star Gas Company. So we always had the Texas Bacons was a big part of our child, and they all had these cool accents. And I'm also a huge UT fan for no particular reason, but I just love UT and follow the football.
We've been talking with the Bacon Brothers. Their tour takes them through New Braunfels, Houston, Greenville, Dallas, Oklahoma City, and that one ain't even in Texas. Guys, it's good to meet you.
Thanks
you so much for stopping with us on the Texas Standard.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, man.
Nothing there will knock us down.